We live in the world of discord and sometimes violence, but Delmarva Public Radio SS George Merrill ponders the light towards healing.
I can almost manage Facebook and survive fatal errors on my computer. I've learned what a blog is. I can text, albeit at a painfully slow pace, and, although I will never be a truly Renaissance man of the postmodern era, at least I can get messages out and compose on the computer. One of the marvelous gifts of electronics, podcasts, bring us talks by informed people. I can listen to the wise and learned as they share their wisdom with the world. I listened recently to Rabbi Rachel Remen, M.D., clinical professor of family and community medicine at the University of California at San Francisco. She understands suffering and is wise in the art of living. In the midst of brokenness, she suffered Crohn's disease for 40 years and has survived. The rabbi has a vision. It's a story as told her by her grandfather. The vision is a myth with deep roots in Jewish spirituality. Like all inspired myths, it reveals truth with innocence. She offers a vision of hope for healing in this broken world. As I heard this story for the first time, I understood more clearly the psalm that speaks of the beauty of holiness. The story goes thus. In the beginning, there was only the holy darkness, the Ein Sof, the source of life. And then, at a moment in time, this world, the world of a thousand things, emerged from the heart of the holy darkness as a great ray of light. The vessels containing the light of the world, the wholeness of the world, broke. The wholeness and light was scattered into thousands of fragments of light, and they fell into all events and on all people, where they remain deeply hidden until this very day. Now, according to my grandfather, Rabbi Raymond says, the whole human race is in response to this accident. We are here because we are born with the capacity to find the hidden light in all events and in all people, to lift it up and make it visible once again, and thereby restore the innate wholeness of the world. I think it's a very important story for our times. And this task is called Tikkun Olam in Hebrew, the restoration of the world. And this is a collective task. It involves all people who have ever been born, all people who presently live, all people yet to be born. In short, we are all healers of the world, and that story opens a sense of possibility. Not making a huge difference, only healing the world that touches us and is around us. It's a good start. We begin the enormous task of healing the world by simple, random acts of kindness. Acts of kindness and compassion are easily dismissed, as they don't at first appear spectacular. They set into motion, however, unexpected consequences that potentially mobilize all kinds of healing, social, physical, and spiritual. The good news in the rabbi's grandfather's story is that from the beginning we, each one of us, has been assigned the task of healing the world a tiny bit at a time. This is a very different vision of life than striving to be a winner. We're called instead to become healers. George Merrill on the shore.